live and direct from my phone to your ears. Welcome to my voice notes. Hello, beautiful people, and greetings from sunny Los Angeles, California. And welcome to this week's voice notes, my little segment where I share with you all the fun bits and bobs, aka music and stories, that I picked up along the way. Lots of goodies this month, but let's start with our latest news, our bi-monthly episode teaser. A highlight clip from our upcoming episodes, just to whet your appetite and to whet your lips, as we like to tease me, baby. Next week's episode will be with my very dear friend, hailing from Stockholm, Sweden, the supermodel and designer Elsa Hosk. We chatted at her beautiful case study home by none other than Neutra in Los Angeles, and we talked all things Elsa. But more to that later this week. Radical optimism. Lots of you have reached out to us over the past few weeks, as some of you beautiful listeners who've been tuning in since the early days remember this term, which became our subheading here at AWOA. But what a beautiful surprise we got a couple of weeks ago when our friend, the trailblazing pop star Dua Lipa, announced that her new album will be called, drumroll please, Radical Optimism. Which, of course, I'm so honored that she's using it, as it was part of our interview back in 2021. And it just showcases that this little show of mine is part of the cultural zeitgeist. Thanks to all of you beautiful listeners, of course. And here's a little snippet from Dua's promo reel on her Instagram announcing the album coming out in May.
I heard this new term, which I fell in love with. Radical.
Whoa, I love that.
I know.
That's exactly what we need in the world. It's my last Grammy speech. I said something just in the midst of like panic, being like, yeah, the world just needs
happiness. Is so important. Happiness is something that we all deserve.
Radical optimism was always something that was at the top of my mind. I was like, that's what I want to call the record.
Hopefully we'll be able to collaborate around the album at some point this year. But don't worry, you'll be the first to know. Now, let's go straight to music and things that I've picked up over the past few weeks. Some really good earworms that I just cannot get out of my head. Starting with this 19-year-old Mexican-American artist called Xavi. Not the football player, but the singer. I just love the mix of the traditional Mexican guitar mixed with his voice and American influences. It's a brand new song that found me on Instagram, and I'm here for it. It's called Corazón de Piedra.
Y si se va, pues que le vaya bien. Porque no tengo tiempo pa perder. Ella piensa que es la única mujer. Y que más da. Si se va, pues se va. Lo que tiro no vuelvo a recoger. Será la última vez, mija, no nací ayer. Y pensar que yo estoy pa' tus mamadas. Te digo en la cara y fila atrás de ti que esta vez no será las peladas. Quédate con ganas de abrirte de aquí. Todo se echó a perder.
Talking about Angelinos, have any of you visited our kioskotique on Sunset Boulevard yet? It's so freaking cool, if I may say so myself. We've had a wonderful opening around the Oscars weekend, where we invited some of our dear friends and families to come and experience the kioskotique experience. And we've had so many people walk by looking super curious, trying to figure out what it is, which of course we love. It's a newsstand, a bookstore, a record store, a gallery, a podcast studio, a DJ booth, a cafe, and it's all mixed together. Welcome to our kioskotique. We'll announce our programming on our Instagram at
Are We On Air?
But to give you a heads up, save the date April 4th, where we will have an incredible exhibition in partnership with the Danziger Gallery in New York and the Antonia Lopez Archive, where we're showcasing original Kodak Instamatics of the late creative genius and fashion illustrator that was Antonio Lopez. And the exhibition is called Antonio on Sunset. Also on April's schedule will be programming around Coachella, and later in the month, on April 25th to be precise, in partnership with our friends at IDEA, we will have a new book launch / signing / takeover with our dear friend and girl about town, the artist Nadia Lee Cohen. So come on by. Talking about the Kioskotheque, one of the highlights this past month for sure was the third rendition of the Prada Double Club. Part art installation, part nightclub, conceived by the artist Carsten Höller and the Fondazione Prada back in, I believe, 2008. I visited the original one in London back then, and it changed my life for so many different reasons. So, of course, to my surprise, and we love a full circle moment, back in 2017, I was asked to co-curate the lineup for the 10th anniversary of the Prada Double Club in Miami during Art Basel. And this year, the Double Club returned, but this time in Los Angeles for 2 nights only. If you haven't listened to my interview with Carsten, then I highly recommend you do, as this year's Double Club was in collaboration with Prada and Luna Luna, the Forgotten Fantasies art exhibition that was created back in the 80s, with artists participating such as Basquiat, Keith Haring, or David Hockney. So of course, I was thrilled to be part of the two-day activations, with one night curated by Carsten and the second night curated by Drake, who's part owner of Luna Luna. Needless to say, it was quite an hectic week for me as the 2 nights were happening around our opening of the Kioskotheque. Well, besides the stress, it was so much fun to be back, as Carsten and I share love of Congolese or / world music in general. Let's play a track that was part of Carsten's playlist, which I also happened to play at this year's Double Club. It's a track called Maman Paradis by Héritier Vata.
Y'a Christian Lomoto. Chaque chose a son temps, chaque temps a ses hommes. Guy Malène et les Juifs noirs. Le cœur de Mahadebo, Déborah Luando. Moi na ma Marie Bompongo, les berceaux des baleines. Sokyo Lingo Boyama.
Alrighty, back to the music with this jam of a soundtrack of a Bollywood blockbuster called, hope I'm not gonna butcher this one, Gangubai Kathiawadi. And the track is by Neeti Mohan and it's called Meri Jaan.
Meri Jaan, Meri Jaan, Meri Jaan. Meri Jaan, Meri Jaan, Meri Jaan. Aayi hai jo raat nashili, iski har ek baat nashili, tu bhi कर ले नशा दोनों की मुलाकात नशीली नशे की ये बरसात नशीली तू भी आ कर ले नशा मेरी जान मेरी जान मेरी जान मेरी जान मेरी जान मेरी जान
Many of you asked me over the past few months and years what the perfect soundtrack to a restaurant or hotel is. Well, I got to answer it a good couple of weeks ago in my favorite weekend paper, the Financial Times Weekend Edition, / their little supplement called How to Spend It. For the ones who didn't get to read it, it is still online, but here a little takeaway and my recommendations to sound design. This is generally speaking. Music in restaurants should be like good design. You don't necessarily want to notice it. And good sound design should be like a shadow. It should never leave, but only follow. And let the space and energy of the people dictate the tempo. But depending on the space, the goal is to create an harmonious hum, not a distracting noise. And always play the B-sides, not the hits. Because it feels familiar, but it's more interesting and a bit more challenging, but still feels comfortable. And of course, never, ever any loud solos. Unless it's a bar or a club, there is no need for it. It only brings the wrong attention to the sound. Alongside this article, I made a playlist that it's on my personal Spotify account, and it's called Restaurant Music for the FT. Now, this house track that I picked up is not really fitting for a restaurant, but boy has it been on repeat this week, especially in the mornings, to get my days started. It gives me this excitement that you get with the first rays of sunshine in spring, and it gives you this ready for that summer feeling. Good Vibes Only by Chris Stussy and Colter, and the track is called Seeing and Believing. Last but not least, I recently got to help my friends at Oliver Peoples launch their new collaboration with the GOAT of tennis, Roger Federer. A beautiful evening at Sunset Tower where we got to wine and dine and of course enjoy some music. But the highlight for me was not only meeting Roger, but also having Roger join me behind the decks. And what a way to bond. Well, we bonded over a Swiss beauty of a track, and the track is called Was kann schöner sein by the late Liz Asia, and it's a German rendition of Que sera sera. But hopefully this won't be the last time you'll hear from the GOAT and myself here on this beautiful pod, but hopefully more to that soon.
Nice coming also here.
Was kann schöner sein, viel schöner als
Before we end this week's voice notes, do not forget to follow us on our Instagram at
Are We On Air
for the latest events, live interviews and announcements. But also don't forget to follow our YouTube channel at
Are We On Air
for all the behind the scenes, as we do record everything on video as well, especially the Kioskothek on Sunset Boulevard. And last but not least, do follow our Spotify and Apple channels for the pods, which I presume you're listening from right now, but also our playlist channels. In case you're not following it yet, you should. There is 4 years worth of music just lying there waiting for your ears. On that note, much love, and I'll speak to you soon.
Und mein Kind fragt, Mutti, sag an. Eine Prinzessin ist wohl sehr schön, dann werde ich gestehen. Was kann schöner sein, viel schöner als Ruhm und Geld. Für mich gibt's auf dieser Welt doch nur dich allein. Was kann schöner sein, was kann schöner sein.